This is Deepal Shah, and you're listening to the Nervous System MP3. Go ahead and connect your tongue to the roof of your mouth so that we could get the Hara line starting to activate. Take deep breaths in, hold, and a nice breath out. Let's do that two more times. A nice deep breath in, hold, and a nice breath out. Repeat that one more time. A nice breath in, hold, and a nice breath out. All the systems within the body interact with one another to keep us healthy. Each system has specific functions, and they're all interconnected and dependent on one another. The nervous system is the only system, though, that controls various organs of the body directly. The nervous system is our main control center for the body. So I'm just going to start by cleansing your field first, the auric field, your energy field, same thing. I'm just going to go ahead and clean that first before we go deeper into the healing process. So I want to work on the cranial nerves, the central nerves, the peripheral nerves, and the autonomic nerves. And the cranial nerves, they go from your brain to your eyes, mouth, ears, and other parts of your head. I'm just going to cleanse the cranial nerves. We're just going to cleanse the energy. If there's any blockages, we're just going to release those. Anything that's keeping us from not having double vision, anything that's keeping us from having sensations in our mouth, not allowing us to hear properly. And just balancing that right and left hemisphere. So I'm just going to activate and energize the cranial nerves. And just stabilizing those energies. And now, let's go over to the central nerves because they are in your brain and your spinal cord. So we're just gonna release any energy blockages there, any trauma. Anywhere where there's a loss of connection between the brain and the spinal cord. I'm just going to work on that right now. any fear that may be instilled. Let's go ahead and release fear. Negative thoughts. Working with the hypothalamus, the thalamus, the hippocampus, the amygdala. These are all parts of the brain and the limbic system. Which control a lot of our major emotions. The nervous system and the limbic system kind of go hand in hand. So when we're working on the nervous system, imagine all the things that go wrong with your body and all the connections that the nervous system has with all the other systems. So if your digestive system goes out of whack, there's some kind of emotions behind it. So the limbic system kicks in and you start feeling sadness or depression or whatever it is going on with the actual ailment that's going on in the body. You may be a little more frustrated or irritated. So we're just going to balance all of the limbic system. Activating and energizing those central nerves. And stabilizing those energies. Moving over to the peripheral nerves, they go from your spinal cord to your arms, hands, legs, and feet. So I want to focus on this because, you know, your circulatory system or your heart is also connected to your nervous system. So if you get cold hands and feet, I'm just going to cleanse the energy here. If you're feeling any tingling in your arms or any kind of neuropathy, any kind of desensation or desensitization in any part of your body, I'm just going to clean the energies here right now. Moving over to the autonomic nerves. This goes from your spinal cord to your lungs, heart, stomach, intestines, bladder, and reproductive organs. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and cleanse this area because, like I said, our nervous system is and constantly works with the other systems. So the reproductive system, the urinary system, the digestive system, all of that comes into play, even the respiratory system. So I'm just going to cleanse the energy here. These are the areas that I seem to find a lot of emotions that are stuck from past trauma. So we're just going to cleanse out that energy as well. then I'm going to go ahead and activate your first, second, and third chakras. And now stabilizing these energies, I want to work on the sympathetic and parasympathetic parts of the autonomic nervous system, because the sympathetic is also known as the fight or flight reactions. It's when your body prepares itself for emergency situations. So I just want to bring that sympathetic nervous system back into harmony, decreasing your blood pressure, just allowing the blood to flow beautifully to the peripheral arteries rather than constricting it. We need that blood flow and allowing the oxygen to flow through not only through our heart, but also the skin and the digestive system and our muscles. Because how many times do you get tense? Your muscles and joints get really tense when you're in that kind of situation. So we're just going to balance that sympathetic nervous system. I'm going to go ahead and reset the circuits and the systems, the communication to the systems, to the entire body so that they're all communicating. And as all of your systems start to communicate and your nervous system is now nice and calm and at rest, this should help you sleep better, especially if you have irregular sleeping patterns, and also help stabilize your mood. So the nervous system can take a toll on a lot of different parts of your body. And now I want you to imagine a beautiful copper, silver, and gold light just engulfing your whole body. Just feel the divine love and essence of this beautiful, beautiful band of light. Thank you for listening. This is Dipal Shah bringing you the Quantum Body Awakening.